Al-Bayan Radio presents Prophetic Supplications, presented by Sheikh Arshad Khan.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Brothers and sisters, welcome to our short series entitled Selected Du'as of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and its virtues. In today's lesson, we're going to see multiple du'as of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which he said after doing ablution, the wudu, for the prayer. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that whoever performs wudu and he perfects his wudu, meaning that this person washes every single body part and gives it its full right in terms of washing. And he says the following dua, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, which is, I bear witness that nothing has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone without any partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and messenger, except that the 8 doors of Jannah will be opened for this person and he can enter through any one of them he wishes. Subhanallah. Brothers and sisters, such an easy action to do. The wudu, to perfect the wudu, it is not a difficult task, and we must do that before we pray. So you at least do this 5 times a day. And if you say that dua, which I just mentioned before, then the 8 doors of Jannah, paradise, will be opened for you. Because paradise, as you all know, has doors. And rarely we hear a hadith of such nature where 8 doors will be opened for a person. And one of the people that the 8 doors of Jannah is open for is the person who makes wudu attentively, perfects his wudu, perfects the washing in wudu, and says that dua. Then the 8 doors of Jannah will be opened for you. This deed does not take less than 10 minutes, and yet such a great blessing has been associated with this deed of making wudu and the dua. Imam al-Tirmidhi added the following to the dua, Allahumma aj'alni min at-tawwabin waj'alni min al-mutatahhirin. O Allah, make me from those who repent and make me from those who are pure. So if you say these 2 du'as, if you say this dua after completing your ablution, you will attain such a high reward with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after performing your wudu, you should say the following dua. Whoever performs wudu and then says, Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. What does this mean? What does this supplication mean? It translates as, how perfect are you, O Allah, and to you is the praise. I bear witness that nothing has the right to be worshipped except you. I seek your forgiveness and I turn to you in repentance. Whoever says this dua, and this is the second dua in our lesson, whoever says this dua, it will be written in a parchment and sealed with a seal that will not be broken until the day of judgment. Meaning that you'll see the reward of this supplication on the day of resurrection. Subhanallah, what an amazing blessing of wudu and the du'as that are done after wudu. Also the prayer after the wudu, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith that there is no one who performs wudu and perfects his wudu, prays 2 rak'at with an attentive heart and body, except that paradise will be obligatory for this person. And this hadith is in Sahih Abi Dawood. Also in another hadith, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Sahih Abi Dawood, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever performs wudu and perfects his wudu and then prays 2 rak'at without being neglectful in his prayer, meaning he's attentive, will be forgiven for his previous sins. Subhanallah, what a great blessing of wudu, the supplication of wudu, and the prayer that one does after the completion of wudu. If you say those supplications, the 8 doors of paradise will be opened for you. If you pray your 2 units of prayer after completing every single wudu that you do, then you'll be forgiven for your previous sins. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the day has given us so many blessings, and yet we Muslims are neglectful. We turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reward that are up for grabs in these small actions that we do during the day, such as the wudu. A small action takes you less than 10 minutes, or takes you less than 5 minutes along with the dua, takes you less than 10 minutes with the 2 rakat of wudu. And yet we Muslims, we waste our time in things such as backbiting, things such as watching or listening to things that will not benefit us in our graves. Brothers and sisters, make it a habit from today that after every wudu, you will utilize these du'as. And after every wudu, you will also perform the 2 units of prayer that is to be done after wudu. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those who follow the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and do not neglect any form of his sunnah. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This program was presented by Al-Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.